Pastors gather on World AIDS Day in the U.S. A ministry team in Haiti faces testing. And women's ministry reaches a milestone in Moscow. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Today is World AIDS Day. There are up to 36 million people living with HIV/AIDS, and Christians are doing very little about it. That's why Purpose Driven Ministries held its first AIDS conference in the U.S. called Disturbing Voices, says Purpose Driven's Kay Warren.
We call this conference a wake-up call and a kick in the butt.
Because evangelical churches especially need to be motivated. Warren hopes pastors will go home
having repented of not caring, of being apathetic. We want them to go home full of enthusiasm for beginning an HIV ministry in their own church.
The conference presented ways churches can have an impact on AIDS victims, and not just physically.
We want every person to come to know Jesus Christ. But it's very difficult to introduce someone to Jesus Christ when you're pushing them away. I mean, we've been given the task of making the invisible God visible. How do we do that? By our arms of love, by our compassion, by our acceptance.
That provides a platform to share the gospel. Next, continuing our focus on World AIDS Day, AIDS has not lessened its grip in sub-Saharan Africa, but World Vision's Steve Haas says what's alarming is that the epicenter of the pandemic is shifting east to Russia and India. In spite of the bad news, Haas says that this is a great opportunity to fulfill the mandates of Scripture.
When we look at the situation of AIDS, the greatest creator of orphans is AIDS. The greatest creator of widows is AIDS. The issue that seems to find itself so closely akin to the poor is AIDS infection. The church was made for moving against this disease.
Haas explains that World Vision has faced the pandemic with an effective multi-pronged approach.
We're watching students become alive to the issue. We're also watching businesses get involved. And of course, we're also watching churches, many of which are not only becoming alive to what's happening on this issue, but they're getting their congregations involved.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The poverty in Haiti has led to desperate measures to get money. OMS International's Haiti team reports they seem to have been targeted. A partner through Emmaus Fellowship of Churches was robbed at gunpoint, although no one was hurt. Not long after, another church had their sound system and other items stolen. The thieves were scared off as they were attempting to steal a generator from the pastor's home. Pray for the Lord's provision and for family members and their safety. Meanwhile, 12 years ago, Back to the Bible saw a need in India. The low-caste Dalit children couldn't get an education. That's when they started Greenfield School, which in January will be its own entity. It's helping to break the chains of poverty and do something even more important, says Back to the Bible's David Hansen.
Most of these kids have never been exposed to Jesus Christ, and yet you start hearing them reciting scripture, you hear them singing songs about Jesus, some of them coming to a personal faith in Jesus Christ. While it's all about education for them, Jesus is what it's all about for us.
Hindu nationalists have opposed the school, but that hasn't changed their focus.
While we give them an extremely high level of education for that village area, we are not going to water down the realities that what is important is them coming to know Jesus Christ as their Savior.
And Greater Europe Mission reports that 21 women just completed 6 years of Bible-based training. They're now thoroughly prepared for leadership roles among women in churches across Russia. Women make up a majority of most Russian congregations, but didn't have the training to mentor new believers. Their need led to the development of a training program. It was so well received, GEM hopes to start more than 100 city training centers next year. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.